Pinocchio. Geppetto is a poor carpenter. He is 65 years old. He hasn't got a family, so he lives alone. One day, he makes a wooden puppet. The puppet is like a small boy. He has got blue eyes and dark hair.
"You are my little boy, and your name is Pinocchio," says Geppetto to the puppet.
Then he puts the puppet on the table and goes to bed. That night, Blue Fairy comes to Geppetto's house. She touches Pinocchio with her magic wand. She says,
"I give you life, Pinocchio, but be careful. Don't lie to others. When you tell a lie, your nose will grow. You aren't a real boy yet."
Then she leaves the room. The next morning, Geppetto wakes up. He sees Pinocchio moving. Pinocchio says,
"Good morning, Father."
Geppetto is surprised. "You can talk," he cries.
"I can talk, and I can walk. I can dance, too," says Pinocchio.
He starts dancing. Geppetto is very happy.
"All the children go to school. Do you want to go to school?" he asks.
"Yes, I do," answers Pinocchio. "I can study hard. I can have a good job and make a lot of money. Then I can buy a new coat for you."
Geppetto smiles and hugs Pinocchio. The next morning, Pinocchio leaves home early. On his way to school, he sees a circus. There is a puppet show in the circus.
"Wow! I am a puppet, and they are puppets too. I want to see them,"
he thinks. He doesn't go to school. He goes to the circus. The puppets sing and dance, but they have got strings.
"I can dance, and I can sing too," Pinocchio thinks, "and I don't need strings."
He climbs onto the stage and starts dancing. People like Pinocchio. They clap their hands. The circus master likes Pinocchio. He calls Pinocchio and says,
"These coins are for you. You are a good dancer. You can come here and dance again."
Pinocchio is happy. He puts the coins in his pocket. After Pinocchio leaves the circus, a wolf and a cat see him on his way. They want to take his money. They make a plan. The wolf stops Pinocchio and says,
"Hello, little boy. Have you got any money?"
"Yes, I have. I want to buy a new coat for my father with it," says Pinocchio.
"You can't buy a coat with those coins," says the cat. "But we can help you. There is a magic tree. Plant your coins under the magic tree. Then you can have gold coins and buy a coat for your father."
Pinocchio is excited.
"Let's go there," he says. "I want to have gold coins."
The cat and the wolf take Pinocchio to the forest. They show him a tree. The wolf says,
"This is the magic tree. You can dig a hole under it."
Pinocchio says,
"Okay, thank you."
When Pinocchio puts his coins on the ground, the cat shouts,
"Give us the money!"
The wolf and the cat take Pinocchio's coins. They tie him to the tree and leave him alone in the forest. Pinocchio is scared. He starts crying. Blue Fairy hears his cries for help and comes to the forest. She takes Pinocchio to her castle. Pinocchio is surprised.
"Where am I?" he asks.
"Don't worry.
You are in my castle. I want to talk to you, says Blue Fairy. Why weren't you at school today? Asks Blue Fairy.
I was at school, answers Pinocchio,
and his nose grows. It looks like a long tree branch.
Oh no! What is happening to my nose?
Cries Pinocchio. Blue Fairy says,
when you tell a lie, your nose grows. When you tell the truth, your nose gets shorter. Be brave and honest. Then you can be a real boy. Now, go home and don't stop for anything on your way.
Blue Fairy disappears. Pinocchio starts walking home. On his way, he sees two boys. The boys are playing and laughing.
Come with us, they say to Pinocchio. We are going to Funland. There aren't any teachers, and there aren't any schools in Funland. There are games, cakes, and circuses.
Pinocchio wants to go to Funland with the boys.
Blue Fairy can't see me, he thinks. Let's go, he says.
But Blue Fairy watches Pinocchio and the two boys. She takes her magic wand and turns the boys into donkeys.
Oh no, says Pinocchio. I have got long donkey ears. I have got a long donkey tail. I have got big donkey feet.
He is very sad. Pinocchio goes to the circus master.
Please help me, he says.
But the circus master doesn't help Pinocchio.
You are a donkey now. You can't dance, he says.
He throws Pinocchio into the sea. When Pinocchio falls into the water, the donkey ears, the donkey tail, and the donkey feet disappear. He starts swimming, but a big whale swallows him. Pinocchio is in the whale's stomach. He opens his eyes, but he can't see anything. It's dark, and he is very scared. He misses his father. He wants to go back home. So, Pinocchio makes a clever plan to get out of the whale's stomach. He makes a fire, and the whale's stomach fills with smoke. Then it sneezes and opens its mouth. Pinocchio goes out and he swims towards the beach. Pinocchio goes back home and tells Geppetto about his day. Geppetto says,
you are clever and brave, but you mustn't lie again. You are my son, and I love you.
Pinocchio smiles happily.
I will be a good boy, Father, he says. I will never lie again.
Blue Fairy watches them. She touches Pinocchio with her magic wand once again, and Pinocchio becomes a real boy.